I am going to be walking you guys through and introducing you to an incredible couple. They're married, Tato and Jillian, and they run Cali4 Fitness here in San Diego. I am so excited to walk you guys through their incredible setup here, their entire story, which is insane. And then stay to the end, we actually walk through, as a married couple, some of the things that they're going through and some of the things that they do extremely well that allows them to be able to absolutely crush the fitness world. And for those of you that want to learn how to be able to use supplements to increase the client experience and be able to make money, something that's really interesting is they'll walk through exactly how they're able to average almost $5,000 in profit. That's take home every single month just from adding supplements to their business. What's up, guys? I have an incredible episode here today. We are with Tato and Jillian here at Cali4 Fitness in San Diego. I'm super stoked because we're here in San Diego and for a convention, an event, but they're here and they're incredible clients. They've been with us for a long time. We've spent a lot of time together and they have an incredible operation and facility here in San Diego. And so I'm excited today just to talk about what you guys have done, what you're doing, what your goal is, what your vision, talk about how you got started, share a little bit for kind of the entire community to understand what's going on. And then we'll get into some coaching if we want to, and y'all kind of lead the way on that. And I'm at your disposal. Cool?
Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Let's knock this out. So if it's cool, I know how y'all started. I know how it got, but like they don't. So is it cool to just kind of walk through? You guys have a very interesting story, especially how you got connected. Yeah. You can share as much as you want or as little as you want. It's up to you. But before, I guess, real quick, just context for everyone. Y'all are married and you're running the business. And I love that personally because my wife and I did that. And like we are now also still working together. And so it's obviously that connection is really cool. And I think there's a lot of power there. And so for anyone that's watching this and you work with your spouse, your significant other, like this is a great opportunity just to take some tidbits from this because they're an incredible couple. They have an incredible story and they're also doing amazing things here with the community in San Diego and what they're able to do. So awesome. Cool. How'd you guys get started?
We met, he came to the U.S. to study English. I was the director at an international language school. Yep. He spoke zero English, which was awesome and really funny. But
not far off from there, though.
But it's crazy because when I first heard that, like you literally spoke no English, like nothing.
It was like a game of charades. Be like, yeah. Hey, come here, 9 o'clock. Here.
It's amazing. It's yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong. Is it Portuguese?
Portuguese.
So Portuguese. And you did not speak Portuguese. So literally communication is literally like hand motions, like figuring out a way to communicate when you first met.
Yeah.
Okay. She said that was the best few years of our marriage. Yeah. I just agreed with everything.
You did. You agreed with everything I said, the most blissful time.
So, no pushback.
I'm still someone that
doesn't speak English. That's how they say, what? You learned the language, right?
Yeah. I was like, maybe you don't understand. He's like, no, I understand, but no.
Yeah, well, that was when we met. When I first came here, was to stay for 6 months.
Yep.
I had my clients back in Brazil. I was working with fitness there. Then, you know, met Jillian and was here and realized I had to stay a little longer to learn the language, dating her, but oh, well, I stayed a little longer. And that's when we decided to go to the park in San Diego to work out. Like, I always super active, always being a coach. She's always super active. So like, yeah, let's go to the
park. Guys aren't fit at all. So you're not fit. You can tell you're not active whatsoever.
Yeah.
So.
And like coming from my background, playing soccer back when you're like growing up playing soccer, I was like, yeah, that's, I like working out, right?
Yeah.
So that was it. We got together one weekend to work out together.
And like, us, a couple of cones, couple of friends.
So cool.
Yeah, we
put a little circuit
friends.
Together.
How long ago was this?
That was
2016.
Yeah.
No, that's when we 2013.
No, that was 2015. Yeah, that's around there.
Somewhere along.
Yeah. So 8 to 10 years ago.
Yes.
So anywhere between that range.
Okay. 8 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's how we started the working out part, right?
Yeah.
Like the two of us working out together at the park, invite friends. The friends really liked it. Hey, let's do that again next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Hey, can we invite a friend? Like, yeah, sure. And then we
kind of snowballed from there.
Yep.
Friends inviting friends.
The line and,
yep.
And you know, there's a Brazilian community on Facebook that once in a while go online and like, hey, we're gonna be coaching this free workout for anybody to stop by. And then realize, oh wow, we have like 30, 40, 50 people working out in the park with us.
Wow.
To the point where one of our friends and clients, we're not charging, our friends. He was like, hey, after the workout, he brought this tip jar and he was like,
for everyone to just drop tips.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, if you like this workout, I know Tato and Jillian put a lot into this.
Yeah.
And we had no idea he was gonna do this.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So that was, you know, how it started, the donation based And then you're not like, you know what, let's, this is something cool that, you know, let's keep going.
How much did you make on the first tip jar?
And
do you remember?
I think it was like $50, if so.
What was that like when you got it? You're like, obviously shocked that he put it out. And then it's like, were you shocked at like, wow, people paid $50 for this? Because you're doing it out of the, really, you're just doing it because you love fitness.
Yeah, it felt good.
And we were like, wow, this is kind of neat. We might have something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, we're giving back to the community, but at the same time, like we felt appreciated.
Yeah.
When people were, even though it's like some people would give like a dollar or whatever, it just like the
it meant something.
Appreciation, right? And it felt really good to the point where we're like, we do have something cool here. Let's start a company.
Did you guys start in this location?
Yes.
Okay, so this was the original location. And what year did you guys start here?
3 years ago.
Okay.
2019.
Right before COVID.
Right before. We were so excited to get inside. And then went right back outside. Can't be excited anymore. It was nice. You know, we were able to use both parking lots.
Yeah.
You know, our members brought like lights and strobe lights and Christmas lights around. And so it was like kind of like club boot camp.
Yeah.
And we just made the most of it.
So you guys get in here. Okay. And then walk me through kind of like the growth. So 2019, COVID happens. You started with 17 members, you said?
Yes.
17 members charging $49 a week or $49 a month. I'm sorry. $49 a month. So what's the rent?
$4,000.
Okay. So not anywhere close to like covering it at all. Like not anywhere close. Okay. So how long until you were break even?
Well, with personal training that I was doing, because I had
that helps. Okay, so that's, so how many personal training clients did you have?
I was going to their houses or to the park because we do have a van.
The van.
We have inside. So before having the gym, I was too going to their houses or they're going to the park. So with the personal training client money, we're able to afford the bills here.
Yep.
So, and we got the first 3 months. Three or four months free.
So that's covered.
That covered it while we built the membership up. So we've always been
good to go.
Game.
That's great.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Day one, we've never been on the rent. Which is
it's awesome. It's huge. Yeah. Especially through COVID, especially starting a new business, everything else.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now you guys are at 107 members, right? Broke that 100 plateau, which is fantastic.
Finally got there.
Let's go. And you have another, how many are in challenges right now?
About 10 people.
Okay, so 10 people ready to get converted. So what's your typical conversion rate?
About 70%.
70%?
The back end?
Yeah.
Yeah, about
70%. Okay, great. So you might add another seven. You might be at 114 and then hopefully no one leaves. And now we're breaking that 110. That's how we, that's it. Yeah. I like it. And now you charge, instead of $49 a month, you charge how much?
$59 per week.
$236 per month. Just a slight jump.
Just a little.
How crazy is that? You make now more in a week from a member than you did in an entire month before. Yeah. That's mind blowing.
And I think the limiting beliefs too on just your service and the price point that you charge and everything. And before it was like, we were so nervous to raise our prices
or,
you know, do anything like that because we didn't want to hurt like what the members perceived as.
Yep.
But now we have all the systems, we have the stuff to back it up. So that makes a world of difference.
That's great. Okay, I love that. So where do you guys want to go? Like, what do you want to accomplish? Like, what's the goal? Like, we're at 107 members. Like, what's the vision?
Yeah, our main goal for this year is to be at 120, 120 members for this year. And we want to be at 200 members. That's our ultimate goal, is to have 200 members. Because we can easily double the number of members we have now.
Yep.
Our goal before was 300.
Yeah.
That's a bit our ultimate goal. I feel like we can get there. Although it seems really far now, but that's our ultimate goal for sure.
Sweet.
300 members, yeah.
How much revenue are you all doing per month right now? What are you averaging?
With EFT, about 25.
Okay, so all in that includes front end sales and EFT?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
25 to 30.
Sweet. And you're profiting, you said 4 to 5 a month?
4 to 6 per month.
4 to 6? And that's after you pay yourself.
After
and you guys pay yourselves 5. So you're anywhere between really 9 to 11,000 just on that revenue. Service revenue. So I'll call it service revenue.
Yeah.
And then y'all also sell supplements. And so supplements is crushing it. And you make another roughly 4 to 6 from that, depending on the month?
Yep.
Cool. And that's just pure profit. That's not revenue. So that's pure profit in your pocket. So y'all are technically making off of a $25,000 a month service, because you have no overhead on the supplement side because it's all drop ship, it's all, and plug here, it's Prestige Labs. Shout out. Yep, you should do it. Yeah, we should talk about that actually, because the way y'all do it is exceptional. And I think you both leaned into it a ton. And it's really cool because I think it's increased the experience for your clients, the way you guys have done it. Like, I think it's exceptional.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it gets numbers, results that they've never experienced before in a shorter time frame, because everyone's looking for that instant gratification.
Yeah.
So now they've got not only the fitness, they've got the nutrition coaching, you know, the meal plans, but now they have supplements that are going to give them that extra support as they're working on overhauling, you know, their diet and things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Juno does a really good job with the creating status for the sponsored athletes, right? People look for or more subs.
Yep.
And they have like extra perks and things that we do here just for the sponsor athlete, which is pretty cool.
I really want to talk about for gym owners now who are thinking like, I don't know about selling supplements, like I haven't done it. Like, just express how you implement it in your business. I think it's really interesting for people to learn that you've taken this, and if you're making $5K, then that means you're selling roughly $12,000 to $15,000 a month in total revenue of supplements being sold, and you're keeping 40% of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've done 115,000 since we started a year and a half ago.
That's revenue, right?
Revenue?
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Revenue, not front end sales. And so basically this—
Wait, real quick.
Profit.
No.
Profit.
That's profit. Yeah, so you, okay. How long have you been selling supplements, the Prestige Labs?
Year and a half.
Yeah, so you made $113,000 in your pocket from doing that. Okay, all right, cool.
And yeah, supplements are just part of our new member onboarding.
Yep.
Every single person, you know, they meet with Tato, they get sold into a program or a trial or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if they're doing a free week, if they're doing a trial all the way up to the challengers, they meet with me for nutrition consultation.
Yep.
And that's where we talk about their nutrition. We stress the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
How is everyone's biggest struggle?
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically share with them how the supplements can help just give them that extra support as they're making the changes to their diet.
That's awesome.
And it doesn't have to be a huge overhaul. And so we have a Prestige Perks program. So that's anyone that gets on a minimum of 4 supplements or more becomes a Prestige sponsored athlete with us.
Such a great name.
Enter into the top 1% of members here at the gym. And then that opens up $1,300 worth of Prestige Perks that they have access to. 3 sessions get upgraded to 5 sessions for free. They get free 1-week passes to give to family and friends. They get referral bonuses. They have swag. So we have this one hoodie that's just a black camo hoodie, and it's got the Prestige logo on it that says sponsored athlete or Cali for Fitness down the side.
So good.
And you can only earn that. It cannot be bought. We've had people try, and it is something earned when you've been on the supplements for a minimum of 6 months.
It's awesome.
And I've had a handful of people that have done the supplements and just straight up bought a six-month supply just so they could get that hoodie.
That's so cool.
Because it's the status.
Yeah.
We do bonus workouts. We open up the gym on Sundays when we're normally closed.
Mm-hmm.
We do special yoga sessions. We've done, you know, a dance workout next door at the dance place. You know, we do these lions challenges in here, which we call that a pre-2 workout. So pre-2
love
is that extra fuel in your fire boost.
I love it.
It's kind of like CrossFit.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different exercises they have to do.
Yep.
We got the music pumping. All of their names are on a whiteboard.
Yep.
And then they're just tallying off their reps.
Yep.
We have a huge hill in the back of the gym. They have to run twice. And
yeah,
it just gives them that confidence.
Thanks.
That, you know, when you first come, it's like, oh my gosh, there's no way I can do that.
Yeah, but
and
now,
then they prove it to themselves that they can.
That's so cool.
And then they do another one, and it's, can I beat my time from before?
Yeah.
And so it's, everyone's this free spirit, friendly, and then it's just a great way to like show how much you've improved because of the healthy nutrition, but also because the supplements are giving you that extra edge. And our members get amazing results, and it's something that they continue with even after they're done with their first 6-week challenge.
That's so cool. How do y'all make it work? Like, what's the secret sauce for y'all to maintain an exceptional marriage, to be in business together? Because the ups and downs of entrepreneurship and owning a business can be very tough. So how do y'all stay tight?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It's not always easy, but you know, I think for us, we have that clear vision of where we're going, and we're both, you know, on the same bus, in the same direction, wanting to make it work. And what really helped us was having that division of roles.
Mm.
Because when you're small and you're starting out, we were both doing everything.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a lot of that doubling up. But then as you expand, you can't just stay doing the same 2 things and you're stepping on each other's foot. So we really, he focuses on the front end, and then I focus on the back end and the supplements.
It's huge.
And I feel like not just having the roles, but actually trusting. Yeah. Right? It's one thing that we know that we have to have our roles, but like, just trust.
Yeah.
Trust that other person will get it done. And yeah. that's taken care of. And
yeah.
so that was super helpful for us. And what else I would say is like, what helped for me, and I know this helped for us as well, but just having more space, like personal space, because being on top of the job 24/7, like it is tough. And sometimes the you know business problem can bleed into your marriage, right? So having one, your personal space, or cool, I'm gonna go to the gym, work, get work done, you stay home today, or vice versa, or today I'm gonna just go do whatever I wanna do, and you take care of the business. It helps a lot. And also, you know, having fun time together.
Yeah.
So like we always try to have fun time together. We just talk about pickleball.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So playing pickleball, that's, you know, something we have fun doing.
Mm-hmm. What's keeping you up at night in the biz?
Getting people to show up.
For sales. To the appointment. Okay. And now closing, because I think we dropped like 20%.
Yeah.
Not to throw you under the bus, but.
Yeah. It seems like it's always something with the lead nurture.
Yeah.
Not get enough leads, it's the show rate, or if it's not the show rate, it's the close rate. But yeah, there are a few things in the business that I feel like we can improve. Like we don't have referrals, like zero referrals per month, we don't have referrals.
And that's interesting, because I feel like again, feelings mean nothing, but I get the vibe here that you've created a really strong community.
Yeah.
And the PL side.
It's awesome. I feel like yourself, it's cool. People, they stay after.
Yeah.
They have, they.
Sometimes you have to keep people out at night.
Yeah.
Like, okay, guys.
So why aren't they referring?
Because maybe not asking.
Are you, how many times do you ask?
We don't.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're not
that we don't. There are some times we do.
How many times a month do you ask for a referral?
We don't ask as often.
So we just finished a 6-week red carpet challenge.
Great.
That was with Prestige. So I did ask for referrals, but through a survey, not necessarily in person.
Yep.
We tried to get Tato when he was doing the initial like selling and they would commit to, hey, who do you know that could do this with you? The few times that I've done the sales, I tried that once or twice. I did a video with the woman and had her send it.
How did that work?
Nothing came of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to be better about asking more in person and asking more often. A lot of times, the times that I have asked, I get the response, all my friends are already at the gym. Or I just moved here, I don't know anyone.
All the friends are already at this gym or already at another gym?
At this gym.
You've built such a tight family that they don't know anybody outside of their own.
I mean, a lot
it's
of
like,
it is
that's
true.
Not
like,
true.
I see, like they all hang out together in big groups.
Yeah, are you asking them for friends or are you asking them for colleagues?
Anyone. And I'm like, well, you work, right?
Do you ask for anyone? That's the question.
I should be more specific.
Yes. Who do you work with that you'd love to have, that you'd love to work out with? Be very specific. Each, like every time you ask, just rotate the question. Because if I ask anyone, I don't think of anyone. Because I've got all these people.
Yeah.
It's too broad. But then if you ask friends, I think I start Rolodex through my friends group, which is really small. So it's like, I know these people. It's like, oh, okay, this person would work, right? Or if it's like coworkers, okay, now I've got a bigger Rolodex, I can roll through it. And it's like, no, this person would be great. So that's one thing. But go, sorry, I control.
I say like maybe have a system, like not just ask when we remember to ask, but also like have as part of our culture.
Yeah.
Where it's part of the coach asking for referral.
Yes.
Like, I should, you know, do it
coach,
way out.
Like Coach Dave always says, right? About
yes, 100%. Without a doubt. Do you incentivize, how do you incentivize them for referrals?
We give $100
cash.
Okay, $100 cash. And then do you give anything to the person that they refer?
We give them a discount. We did it for a while where it was $100 off like their challenge. Like the Black Friday one. We did it where they paid $25 and they were able to gift a full month's membership here.
Have you asked them why? Why they don't refer?
No.
Okay. Ask them what would, I'd have a question, especially your top clients, like your best clients, the ones that do everything. I would ask them face to face, not in a survey. I'd ask them face to face. If you had, like if you had to refer everyone to this facility, what would make it so that you would love it? You would love to do that. What would we need to do, or what would we need to provide for the people that you want to, that would make you proud to scream off like at the rooftop to all of your friends and all of your coworkers to come join this gym? Because you obviously love it without ruining the space. So there are some people you don't want to hang out with outside of the gym because you love the space. Like, what would you do? I just ask them, just straight up. What's your cost of acquisition right now? How much does it cost to acquire a client?
These months, 280.
Okay, on average, what is it?
250 to 300.
Okay,
yeah, that's the.
Which, so you can pay 250 to 280 to 300 to acquire a client, right? So you could give that bonus. Maybe you give them 150 and then you give the new person 150 off. Or you tell the person, I'll give you 300. Now you can, either way, it's your choice. You can give that 300 to credit them to their membership, or you can take the 300 in cash, your choice, or you can split it with them. On the sales side, like, what's going on with that? Because I know you were closing, you said 75, 80%. Like, we're now at 55%. Is that what it is, 60%?
Yeah, 50% okay. to 60.
So what's happening with that? What changed?
In the first, so it's been 3 months already.
Okay.
3 months, yeah. In the first 2 months, in the first month, I thought it was just, you know, well, it is what it is. Sometimes you get, you know, members that
people, ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
It's super hard to sell. But to be super honest with you, I feel like these past few weeks, I'm not in my A game with, you know, me personally. And I feel like this can be one reason.
Why are you not on your A game? Why do you feel that? It may not be true, but like, why do you feel that?
I feel like I lost a few of my, you know, my routine, for example. I have a thing I call the 4F bombs, fitness, family, finances, and faith. And I was like, man, for the faith, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm not in my prayers anymore. For family, well, I'm not seeing my, you know, family, two categories, me and my wife, me and my parents. I'm not seeing my family, my parents anymore, right? Me and Gino, we're not doing as many fun things anymore. And then the fitness aspect, I stopped working out as often because I was playing soccer, kind of got injured, like, slowing down to get back into my routine again. And for the first time in the past, I don't know, years, I feel like a little unmotivated and not super like, all right, let's get out of bed and let's go crush it.
Yeah, not a momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's on me. It's not like me trying to, you know, give the responsibility to anybody else. But I know it's
sure.
on me. But it's just so hard to get back where I was before with my motivation, my routine, and where I was. But I know I need to get back there for sure. And that's, to answer your question, maybe the reason why our close rate is low.
I can guarantee you that's it.
Yeah.
That's 100% it.
Yeah.
Because there's a cognitive dissonance that happens as you go. It's kind of hard to sell something that people need to do. It's hard to influence people if you're lying to yourself and not keeping your own promises, right? Interesting thing though, like thought process behind it. Isn't it interesting how like habits are like supplements? And the reason I say that is like, sometimes we don't feel the effects of supplements until we're off of it. And then the habits that we have, and then we realize, oh shoot, when I get off of my supplements, which are my habits, right? The things that were going, I didn't put enough stock in them to like, and enough, I didn't value them enough until I stopped doing them. And then you start to feel the effects of them. And then it's like, oh shoot, like it did affect the way that I showed up. And the easiest way to get back on it is literally just start taking your supplements again.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all of them. I know there's a lot of tactical stuff that we could talk about, but like you already know what to do. I think it's more of just sitting back and really truly thinking like, why am I not? That's the bigger thing is like, do you feel like you're getting enough from this? Am I not going after something am I not doing it because I didn't feel like it was necessary? Do I feel like I'm gonna fail? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Like, just so you know, like these are all questions that like I have for myself.
Maybe,
like these are all
maybe
things.
It's, you know, not being able to get out of this plateau that like we are, the business.
I think that's been weighing on us a little bit.
It's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we're like, it's like, well, you're doing okay, you know, and it's us trying to tell ourselves like, you're still profitable, you've never been, you know, on the red, you see all these gyms around you always opening and closing, you know, like a few months, maybe not a year later, and you guys still going strong, right? And then at the same time, I'm like, man, we should be way farther along with this, you know, like, why can't we get to the next level?
I think that's the thing that should. Where you should be, what you should be doing, how things should be, and not appreciating as much for where they are.
Yeah. You know what that's called? It's called The Gap. There's a great book called The Gap.
The Gap.
Yep. And I'll send it to you guys. Yeah. So it's literally that. It's every high performer, when they struggle, they think of what happens. The top performers in the world don't usually think of the gap. And the gap is where you are and where you think you should be.
Yeah.
Because where we think we should be is a lie. It's a story we tell ourselves, right? It doesn't make it true. It could be off and it could be great. Visions and dreams are great, but like at the end of the day, where you are matters more than anything and being present in where we are. And so what happens is when we start focusing literally on that gap, that's where discontent. You're not getting up and talking about being having gratitude, right? Like you just stop that. Just a simple thing of like having gratitude of where you are now. And the difference is instead of shifting to where that, looking at that gap between where you think you should be and where you are, it's literally looking back on how far I've come. And so, but what's cool about that is you can switch that up to anything you want. You could literally start it over at the end, at the beginning of the year. It's like, cool, we started here. Now what's, how far have we come? Yeah. Right? Between now and this is almost the end of March when we're recording this. And it's like, what have we done that's even better where we're at? Like, how long were you guys struggling to get over 100 members?
Since we joined Gym Lodge.
Yeah, which was when?
Year and a half ago.
Right? So now you've broken that plateau. So let's think about that for a second. It's like, cool. So we have broken that. We're there. Yeah, we're not at 200 members. We're not at 300 members. But you can't control that piece. I get it because it's reasonable because you guys are working your ass off and you're trying to help a ton of people and you're working and you're doing so many things. You've been doing this for a while. And to feel like it's inching along, it's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. A thing I would challenge you with too is like, going back to, even though I said I guarantee that the reason why your close rate is probably because you're not doing those things, but there's also a side of it, which is you can still close people at 80% without doing all those things, right? You still can, right? I think it's the reason why you stopped doing those things is the reason why it's carrying into this. It has nothing to do with the actions themselves. It's the belief around why I'm doing those. You can still show up right now and close 100%, 80% all day. It's all the other reasons why, right? That we're talking about. We're talking about a lot of things, but it's just.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I feel like for me, it's the mindset and it's just switching out, go back to my A game. And I don't wanna settle for good. And that's the thing I keep telling myself. Don't settle for good. Always strive for excellence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes I'm like, are we settling for good? Just because we are where we are. We have what we have. We have a good life. You know, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. We have our own house. We have like our investments. We look into buying a second house.
It's great. So
we're profitable. Is it? Am I getting lazy? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to get lazy. Mm-hmm. I want more. I want to
settle for okay.
Yeah. I feel like there's also a piece. You're probably in the zone. Maybe it's, this is just me, so I can only speak about me. But like when I feel the most momentum, it's when I'm in love with the process. And like I'm just falling in love with the process and I forget about the end result. So I get so caught up in the work aspect of it and like trying to better myself within the work. Then I'm thinking about the end result or the money or the percentage or whatever it is, right? It's like, okay, cool. How can I be better at X? And then it's like, I need to learn as much as I possibly can, implement it, test it, do as many things as I possibly can and master it. And then once I've mastered it, cool, this is great. Now I can do it in my sleep. Now what's the next thing? And it's like, for me within business, that's kind of why I'm in the position I am now. It's why I sold my gym. It's like, there's another level I want to learn. And I didn't master it in my gym. I did as good as I could, but it was like, how can I master the next level? And maybe it's finding that next thing of like, how can I master it? Like becoming obsessed with that next process, which could be 150 members. It's like becoming obsessed. So becoming super creative and channeling all of those different things into what's another way that we could get members in the door and keep them, right? What's another way that we get referrals? What if I become the best at getting referrals from my members, right? So it's like channeling that momentum and that desire. So lots of different opportunities, but because it sounds like you guys have a very balanced life in a way. Like, yeah which is great, which is awesome. So.
I like my life.
Well, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a fun life.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Just don't beat yourself up over it. Like all the other stuff, it's okay. Like you're gonna go through those ebbs and flows. Like I think that's probably the biggest thing for most people. It's like, you don't have to beat yourself up over it. It's like, if you're in a state right now in a season where you're like, you know what? I want to play pickleball every day. I want to play pickleball on the weekend. I want to go do these things. We want to do these things. That's great. That's the beautiful part about being an entrepreneur. Yeah. You can literally create the life that you want. Okay. And if y'all have the money and the freedom to be able to do it, then you should do it. Cause you only have one life. And like, I know we're getting down a different road, but like, it's super important. Like Maggie and I talk about it all the time. It's like, if we didn't love what we did, we wouldn't do it. Like we go do something else. And so I think it's really cool that you guys have that opportunity.
Yeah. It's nice finally getting to that point where we do have that work-life
balance.
Because for a while it was just like all work and I was like, we're paying all this money to live in San Diego, we might as well be living in like Tennessee or
exactly.
Sorry, Tennesseans.
Yeah, but you could save a lot of money if you were there.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
a lot of money.
To some podunk place. Yep. I'm not going out anyway. I'm not taking advantage of all the stuff that there is to do.
Exactly. Here.
So that's kind of been something that we've been trying
it's
to be
great.
More mindful and intentional
it's
of.
It's awesome.
And then when you have that full life outside, mm-hmm. it makes you appreciate here that much more.
Well, here's a question for you. If you live the rest of your life doing this, and you made the money that you did, and you got to do all the things that you're doing now, and you kept the same thing, would you have looked back on your life with zero regrets? Knowing you gave everything you had, would you have any regrets?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
So then cool, then what's the problem?
Yeah.
That's how I measure it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good measure.
Because then it's like, cool, now I can be happy when I show up because I'm doing something that when I look back, I'll have zero regrets.
There is no problem.
Yeah. So
it's amazing how we create problems for ourselves.
Correct, right? It's just a belief.
Yeah.
That's the gap too, right? Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you guys. Is there anything else you want to talk about or is anything else that I can help with?
No, that was super helpful. That was super fun to, you know, to talk.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just super happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I think it's super
Thank
cool.
You. Yeah, like, I just want to say like since we started the launch like a year and a half ago, just learning all the systems that we have in place now and all the help and support, it's been like a game changer for sure.
Cool.
Life changing.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's life changing for sure.
It's made us better entrepreneurs, better business people, you know, better as a couple.
Yeah.
You know, we've been able to take it to that next level. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for that.
That's great. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we were able to do this.
Yeah.
I was super stoked for this.
Yay.
This is great.